Some like him. It's been a bit of a hiatus. With the Parshas Kedoshim. Really, I could say that this year's a joint effort. In that, worked on it together with my wife, and I think some very interesting points. Not going to be long, but I think some very interesting points. Kedoshim. Let's examine. We are, after all, involved in Sefiras HaOmer. And with regard to Sefiras HaOmer, so the Alshech learns that the idea of counting the Yemei HaOmer week after week after week after week after week reflects Klal Yisrael being metire themselves on their way to Matan Torah, in the same mold and same model as Zion Nikiyim, counting Yemei HaTumah until we have Zion Nikiyim, until we have seven clean days that enables right, a woman to go to the mikvah to prepare herself. So too Klal Yisrael has to prepare themselves, and they count one set of seven, and then again, and again, seven sets of seven in preparation for Matan Torah, the act of cleansing. There are other ways to understand also Matan Torah, but we're not discussing right now. Sefiras HaOmer, perhaps in Parshas Emor, we'll talk about it a little bit. But so let's see. Both Rashi and the Ramban are going to deal with this first pasuk, first two psukim in our Parsha, in Kedoshim. And I think from their two approaches, we'll get a little bit of a picture of perhaps what our attitude should be towards, well, the process of our cleansing ourselves in preparation for Matan Torah. Pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe l'Emor, Tavel el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, excuse me, v'amata aleim kedoshim tiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. You shall be kedoshim, you shall be holy. Why? Because ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, for I am holy, I am kadosh. Mufrash. Kadosh always means separate. The question is, how is it supposed to work over here? So Rashi says, Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Melamed says, Rashi, ship, nam reparsha zu b'hakel, mipnei sherov gufei Torah tluyim ba. Now I will admit now my ignorance. I always thought that when it said over here b'hakel, it meant at the time of the mitzvah of hakel. In other words, on the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, at the end of the Shemitah cycle, and this would be the first day of Chol HaMoed, this coming Sukkos, when everybody gathers together, and they read portions of Sefer Dvarim, so I thought they put in Kedoshim also. But if you look in the Mefarshim, you look in the Midrashim, you look in just about everybody, it's very clear it's not talking about the mitzvah Hakel. It means uniquely this mitzvah was said with all the Jewish people being gathered together. And we'll see, the Mefarshim are going to deal with this. Says the Gurari, Malami Shiparshizu Nemra, but here he says Kahal. I don't know if that's a misprint or what he called, or if that's the Nusach that he has. But we'll see that it doesn't refer to Hakel, the mitzvah of Hakel at the time in Sukkot, post Shemitah, but rather all the Jewish people gathered together to hear this parsha Kedoshim. Afal Gav, Shagam Shar Parshios, Nemru L'chol Yisrael. Oh, says the Zhuari, what's the unusual part over here that all the parshas were said to, this parsha was said to the whole Kahal, all of Klal Yisrael together? The whole Torah was taught like that. Right? Like we learn in Gemara and Erevim, Kamosha Kosav, Gamkein, Rashi brings it down, Parshas Kisisa, Ketzat Seder Mishnah. What is the methodology of teaching Torah? How did Moshe teach Torah to Klal Yisrael? Ketzat Seder Mishnah. Nichnasu Kol Am, let's take a look at the footnote over here. Here's the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Ketzat Seder Mishnah, Moshe Lamad Mipi Agvura. Rabbon Shalom taught Moshe. Moshe learned from Hashem directly. Nichnas Aaron. Aaron then would come in. V'shanalom Moshe Pirko. then Moshe would teach Aaron everything that he learned from Hashem. Nistalek Aaron v'yashav l'smo Moshe. Then Aaron, after hearing that which Hashem had taught Moshe, right, after Moshe taught it to him, then Aaron would only be sitting in front of him like a Talmud. Instead, he would now sit, kilo at the dais. He would sit to the left of Moshe. Right? Nichdesu banav. So now, Elazar and Itamar came in. Vishana lehen, Moshe Pirko. Nistalku banav. Elazar yashav liyamin Moshe v'itamar l'smol. After they heard it, right, from Moshe, okay, after he taught Elazar and Itamar, then Elazar sat to the right of Moshe, and Itamar sat to the left of Aaron. Rabbi Yehuda says, Olam Aaron li mean Moshe. Aaron was always to the right of Moshe, and his two sons sat to the left of Moshe. Fine. Nichnas v'skenim, v'shanel and Moshe pirkon. The skenim, Sanhedrin, ever, they came in, right? Moshe taught them, Nistalko skenim. And then they left the kilu, the area in front of Moshe, where Moshe was teaching whoever was assembled in front of him. Nichnas kol ha'am v'shanalhem Moshe. Then all the people came in, and Moshe taught them. Nimsu biyad Aaron arbob, biyad bono shlosha, biyad skenim shnayim, biyad kol ha'am echad. So as a result, Moshe Rabbeinu was responsible. Aaron heard from Moshe Rabbeinu four times, once for himself, once for his children, once for the Skenim, and once for all of the Klais or whoever came in. So he was able to hear it from Moshe's mouth four times. Okay, you hear this? Nistalek Moshe v'shanlem Aaron. Now Moshe leaves. Now Aaron starts. Right? Shanlem Aaron. Nistalek Aaron, Shonalhen Bonav. So now, each one is now teaching Klal Yisrael. Each one is teaching. The ones below him, I should say. So Aaron teaches, he leaves. His sons would teach them, they leave. They would call up the Skenim, teach them, and they leave. And Lamaisa, it comes out that everybody heard it four times. Nim Sabiyat Hakol Arba Pamim. They all heard it four times. So that's with every Parsha. So what's the big unusual fact that this was said, gathering together all the Jewish people? Says the Gur Aryeh, right? Muchach mizeh, shenemer kol haTorah, shekol haTorah nemer lechol Yisrael. It brings it here in parentheses, the kasha of the Mizrahi, the Re'im. Continues the Gur Aryeh, shani hasam shalhaya mechuyavim shevo kol Yisrael. There are different ways to answer this question, but this is the way the Gur Aryeh says it. He says, this is the way they learned, if they came. But they didn't necessarily have to come. If they were busy with something, I know it sounds a little bit preposterous, if they were busy with something when they came here from Moshe Rabbeinu, but if, well, I don't know, they were busy with something. They couldn't come. So they didn't come. Shim lo yilhem p'nai, if they didn't have the available time, why you boyim? Shalokom or hasam el ketzet seder mishon, just tasted what was the methodology, didn't say they were mechuyev to show up. Abu Parsha, Zos, Ayamakil, Kol Yisrael, Ayutrichim Lavo. Here, everybody's got a show. There are no excuses. There are no shows. Everybody's got there. Why? Because Rov Gufi HaTorah are dependent upon what we learn here in Parsha's Kedoshim. Fascinating. Continues Rashi. What do the words Kedoshim Tiyu mean? Before we spoke about what was the idea of El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Now Rashi addresses Kedoshim Tiyu. What's Kedoshim Tiyu? Have a Prushim and Arayasim and Aveira. Separate yourself from licentious, from illegitimate relationships, right? Physical relationships, Umin Aveira, and from Aveira. See, it's two things. Min Arayas, Umin Aveira. I mean, ostensibly, I mean, L'chora, it's clear that Aveira can't be referring to Arayas, because if that's true, then that's a tautology. Why are you saying it twice? We know Arias is an Aveira. So it means Min Arias and Min Aveira. Shekol Mokom Shatamot together, wherever you find a person, as it were, set up a barrier to prevent him from being Nichshol in Erva, Atamot Se Kedusha, Prushim and Arias. And it's not just don't be over there, but say separate from them. Isha Zon of Chalola, Niyashem Mikad Yishchem, right? Rashi proves that illicit relationships are referred to as a lack of Kedusha. And one who separates oneself from becoming involved in these illicit relationships is engaging Kedusha. Fine. Says Goryari once again, Haveprushim and Arayasim and Avera, Lefisha Pirish Kedoshim, Becholbalkam Nimral Precious, Fichach Pirishu Haveprushim, right? Always means separate, different, set aside. Shekol Kodosh Porish Atzmo Bedavar Sheinu Rotwi. Says the Goryari, a fascinating Lashon. Shekol Kodosh, anybody who's Kodosh, is Porish Atzmo, listen to these words, Midavar Sheinu Rotwi. That it is not appropriate. Not something that's usher. Darsha ain't a roi. It's not roi. It's not roi for you. It's inappropriate for you. You're kilo better than that. You hear? Midavash ain't a roi. Okay. Shekol mokom shetamotze geder erva. Wherever you find a geder erva, again, we're quoting Rashi. Venira, says the Gurari, once again, Hatam, Sha'acher, Sheshem Kedusha Nemral, Al Prisha, meaning Yoni Agufa Tavosav, right? Once, right, the word Kedusha has told you that a person should be separate from things that are involved physicality, but Tavosav, a person giving license to his desire. Yoser Roi Al Geder Erva. Particularly appropriate, Lagabi Erva. Shem Tavas Aguf B'Yosef. This is something that people are very desirous of. Right? Physicality. It's the height of physicality. Lechach. And therefore, says the Gurari, Mishu Note Achar Znus, a person who finds himself being drawn after Znus, after inappropriate, non Kodosh physical relationships, Yomar Al Zeh Shehu Maisa Behema. This is considered as though he has lowered his status. Just like in the Dor HaMabul, even though their Gzar Din was ultimately completed based upon their chamas, they're dealing violently with one another, but the fact is that whatever really got the ball rolling in terms of their being worthy of being destroyed was the Znos. Take a look at the Kli Yakar in Parshas Noach, and you'll see he focuses on this quite a bit. I'm not going to be marach in it, because he really goes to town over there. That was what he called the main issue. Right? Because a person then, when he is totally preoccupied by following, right, his desires, he changes his status. He's no longer, right, involved in the world of truth at all. He's in the world of the pure physical pleasure, etc. He's transformed himself into a cat, and my apologies to all those who are cat lovers out there. Gosher Pirish Rashi Parshas Naso Eitzel Kemach Saorim. He brings examples of Fishas Nus Inyan Gufni, etc. He goes into this idea of how preoccupation with the fulfilling one's physical desires with regard to what he called these illicit relationships, etc., it transforms a person from not only not being a kodosh, but he has lowered his status from being a person who is aspiring to connect to his creator. Instead, he has lowered himself into the status of the animal kingdom, etc. Fine. Continues the Gurari, have a prushim in our eyes. Afagav shalom nizka parsha zos, but parsha zos arayas, even though in this parsha, in parsha's kadoshim, doesn't mention the arayas. Hamikra mechuba lamashila mala besof parsha's achrimos. At the end of parsha's achrimos, we have the isurim, right, of erva, right, the end of perek yutches. Shenichtavu arayas. Afagav de rashi pirish, right, even though Rashi explained, daber el kol adas malamit sheparsha zu nemra v'hakel. This was what everybody was gathered together. Kedoshim, that is, Parshas Kedoshim. Vim Cain, how it has to be referring to what was said over here in Parshas Kedoshim. That's something that's referred to in Parshas Achrimos. You hear the question? In other words, if the idea of Kedusha, right, the idea of the Arayas, I should say, the Isuri Arayas, are mentioned in Parshas Achrimos, not in Parshas Kedoshim, he says. The Isurim are not mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim, they're mentioned in Parshas Achrimos. And if we could say Kedusha, according to Rashi, is referring to separating oneself from Arayas, and the big deal about Kedoshim, Parshas Kedoshim, is that this Parsha Dafka was said when everybody had to be there, as Rashi and as the Guryari explained Rashi. So understand, it's referring to something which is not in Parshas Kedushin. It's referring to something which is in Parshas Akrimos. Nachon? Afal gav de Rashi pirish daber al kol adas. Malamit she pirish Parshas zu nemra v'hakel. Parshas Kedushin, that is. Im kain. Kai daber al kol adas al Parshas zos. It's going on whatever's written in Parshas Kedushin. Now it's in Akrimos. Lo al Parshas v'nea. Yesh Nefarish says the Ugrai, you could answer it as follows. The Vada, the Precious Arayas. Tzarech Gamkin Shelo Yevatel HaKedusha. Im Lo Yefrosh Gamkin Min Shar Averis. In other words, Kilu, it's telling us you should be separate. You should separate yourself from the Averis. This is the Ugrai explaining what Rashi says. Hepe Prushim Min Arayas Umina Avera. The Averis that are mentioned here in Parshas Kedoshim, you should separate yourself from them. Distance yourself from them. Right? Because even if you distance yourself, even if you distanced yourself from the Arias, which is the inherent basic understanding of Kedusha, the way Rashi understands it, which is mentioned before in Parshas Akrimos, you will not maintain your Kedusha if you don't separate yourself from these other Averas that are mentioned over here in Parshas Kedusha. Here? In other words, you need both. Prushim and Arias, but also whatever is written here in Parshas Kedoshim. Okay. Interesting point. Continues the Gurarye. The Oz Tiyu Kedoshim Lagamre. If you separate yourself both for what was mentioned in Parshas Akrimos, it's insufficient. But if you also are Porish, you separate yourself from those things that are you're considered as the Gurari mentioned before, what is this idea of telling a person this is a davar she'eno roi, she called kadosh, porish atzmi davar she'eno roi. A kadosh is one who separates himself from something that is not, it doesn't behoove him to engage in this act. It's inappropriate for him. He's better than that. It's eno roi for him. So therefore, Ikra Kedusha ain't an emra rakal prisha sa'erva el she'im. The Ikra Kedusha indeed is separating oneself from the path of Gilya Arayas. El she'im eino porush min shara veiros al mevatel Kedusha sa'arayas l'chach tzorach she'ya im ze prishus shara veiros l'kfar kasav nuze v'parshas mishpatim, etc. So you need both. Right, have a prushim min arayas umin avera. Don't think that what you learned before, right, in Parshas Akrimos, is the only aspect of kedusha. Even though it's the most basic one, you'll also be porush min avera. There's a very fundamental question here. How can the Gurari say there's no mention of the arayas in Parshas Kedoshim? The end of Parshas Kedoshim talks about all the onshim, all the punishments. Here it is, Perek Yud, Perek Chof, Pasek Yud, Tzu Yud Ches, V'ish Ashi Yinafes Eishes, Ish Ashi Yinafes Eishes, Reil Mos Yumas, Anoif Anoifes. A whole list of all of the punishments that take place, that are received, whether it be through Bezdin here on earth, or Min HaShemayim, through Kores, etc., right, that fall upon a person who is over on Gilya Arayas. What in the world is the Gurari saying? How can he say there's no mention of the Arayas here in Parshas Kedoshim? Of course there is. Ella, we see here, I think, a very fundamental idea. Says the Gemara Makas. Gemara Makas teaches us, Ein Omshin Ella Im Kein Mazhirin. In the Torah, there are no Omshim given unless there's also an azhara, a warning. Don't do it. Don't do it. If there's no pasuk that says don't do it, then it can't be an onish. Right? There always is a pasuk. Wherever it says there's an onish, there has to be a pasuk that also tells you beforehand that you mustn't do it. This always bothered me. Why? Why? Tell the person, you do this, you're going to get a smack. Why can't I just start with the onish? Ella, you see from here It's a way to educate a person about what he should refrain from, desist from, not allow himself to become involved with, is you have to tell him you mustn't do it, and with the Gurari explains it, it makes a lot of sense. It's a davar she'eno roi lecha. It's not right for you. Right? It's not right for you. Prushi me'arayis me'aveira, right? She'kol kadosh porish atzma b'davar she'eno roi. The kadosh separates himself from that which is not roi. The one who hasn't necessarily reached the level of kedusha, right? This high level of kedusha, but he at least doesn't involve himself. It's not that he just separates himself, he distances himself, but he doesn't involve himself, he doesn't do an act which is not roi. The kadosh is 10 miles away, the one who's not kadosh right yet, but he's doing what's right and not doing what's wrong, he doesn't do what's not roi. I think it's a very fundamental idea that in order to properly educate a person not to do something, you just can't say, you're going to get a smack if you do this. You got to inculcate, instill in the person, you are really better than this. This is not roi for you. I think it's very true. Because otherwise, how could the Gurari say there's no mention of the Arayas in Parshas Kedoshim? All the punishments are here, but that's not enough. You have to be told, don't do it. It's not for you. It's not for you. As I once heard from Rosh Spears at Chatanakas Racha, that the word asur means to bind. He said that you have to know that this is asur, like Chazal referred to it. If you do this, you have bound yourself to a different system, not the system Hashem meant you to be connected to. A system of Dveikus Bashem, you have bound yourself up to a different system. I think it's a point to ponder, certainly, in the way we educate our children. Fine. The Ramban has a different approach. The Ramban says that the idea being spoken about over here is not Prushim Min Ha'arayas, per se, but rather, I'm going to synopsize, yeah? Rather, the Ramban says that a person is meant to be Mekadesh himself b'mutar lach. In other words, there are things that are asur and things that are not asur. But as the Ramban explains, there is a concept called novel Bershus HaTorah, that a person, as it were, is just trying to get away with what his absolute bottom line responsibility is. He's not interested in the concept. He's interested only, I want to make sure I don't transgress the letter of the law. But as long as I'm not transgressing the letter of the law, my spirit, my attitude, my approach, my worldview, my Weltanschauung could be far, far, far away from the Ratzon of the Torah. And therefore, this Pasuk says that Ramban is teaching us that a person who is a Kadosh, he shouldn't be a novel Bershus HaTorah. There are all sorts of things that the Ramban mentions over here in terms of not being novel Bershus HaTorah. Inyan. Torah his ira barayas machol masurim betira bia ish beishto achilas habaser vayayin. There are all sorts of things that, of course, are mutter. But then again, the question is what's our attitude towards these things are mutter? Are we aspiring that our involvement in Olam Hazeh should be one that's seen as a tool for getting closer to Hashem? Or are we seeing that our lives revolve around Olam Hazeh, and just we'll make sure to dot our I's, cross our T's, not to do anything which is explicitly wrong? Ramban says that this mitzvah here, Kedoshim Tiyu, is to teach us, aspire to having your life God-centric, and your relationship to Olam Hazeh, not that you have to deny Olam Hazeh, but that your relationship to Olam Hazeh should be one where your involvement in Olam Hazeh, be it in your family life, be it in the way you eat, be it in the way you conduct yourself in general, should always be aspiring to rising higher on the spiritual ladder, to becoming a person who lives in a more God-centric rather than in a more egocentric universe. That's the approach of the Ramban. And so he's got all different types of ideas mentioned over here, right? The way you eat, etc., etc., etc. And really, it's very relative. If we're talking about aspiration to climb the spiritual ladder, and we're not talking about things which are absolutely forbidden acts, so it really depends on the person, where he's holding. Every person needs to aspire to be on this spiritual ladder and to ascend one rung to the next, not jumping rungs, not jumping to the top of the ladder, etc., but to aspire to be spiritually upwardly mobile. That's the derech of the Ramban. Right? The derech of the Ramban. Why? As he cites over here, V'chein shanu sham, in Parsha Shmini, V'skadishtem, V'isim kadoshim, Ki kadosh ani, K'shem shani kadosh, Kach atem tiyu kadoshim. K'shem shani porosh, Kin atem tiyu pushim. If a person wants to be dovek b'Hashem, he wants to be connected to Hashem, he can't just live a life of where I want to do the absolute minimum, and I don't want God to crowd my life. Again, he won't be over any surim, but he also won't fulfill the aspiration that Hashem has for all of us, which is to come closer, to be attached to Him, etc. Spends all days, right, doing things that revolve around his physical existence without intention that those things should aid him in his spiritual service of Hashem. Is he over any specific of Aaron? No, but he has negated, as far as Ramban is concerned, the mitzvah kedoshim to you. So we have over here is really two fundamental ideas. We started off saying that during this time of the Omer, we're coming to cleanse ourselves as best as we can. And therefore, I think two fundamental lessons that can be taken from this, according to Rashi, is we have to remind ourselves that the things that are usher for us to do is not because stam, I'm telling you, don't do it or else I'm going to smack you, right? I'm telling you, this is not for you. This is not appropriate for you. You are better than this. You are better than this. There are also ramifications, like we said, with regard to Parshas Kedoshim. The punishments are also mentioned here, but it never starts over there. It always starts off, don't do this because it is not something that is roadway for you. It's not appropriate for you. Realize that you're better than that. I think that's attitudinally the way that we should think of ourselves. I actually think of ourselves, that it's not appropriate for us. Not just in terms of not appropriate in terms of what we consider etiquette. Not appropriate because we are, right, we are a holy nation and Hashem is Kadosh, Ki Kadosh Ani. On the other hand, the Ramban tells us also that we have to aspire to be spiritually upwardly mobile. And that being the case, not aspire just to get away with the minimum, right, so that we don't find, as it were, God crowding us in our lives, but to aspire to grow, to aspire to spiritual growth. What does that mean? I dare say it changes for every person and changes different stages in life. Right? It changes. Wherever the person is, one needs to aspire to be spiritually upwardly mobile. So I hope this was useful. I hope it was useful for me as well. So that during this time period of Sfira, as we try to cleanse ourselves more and more as we approach Matan Torah, I hope we can take some of these lessons to heart. Both Rashi and the Ramban in their respective approaches to Kedoshim Tiyu. Have a great Shabbos. Take care. Be well.